Activewear.
Activewear.
Buying groceries in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Having coffee with my friends in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Going to the movies in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Get a manicure in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
Showing off my baby in my activewear.
Activewear. Activewear.
I drink Coke Zero in my activewear.
Activewear.
Oh, remember that? I've never got over that video, and it's never gone out of my head, a video that cashed in on how much we love our activewear, even when we're not being active. Well, last weekend in the United States, 300 women took to the street of Rhode Island to defend their right to wear yoga pants. They were responding to a letter in the local paper from a 63-year-old bloke who urged so-called mature ladies to stop wearing their yoga pants in public. Well, it seems this peaceful yoga pants parade has resonated with women around the world, and that this is no longer just about yoga pants, perhaps. Jamie Burke is one of the organisers of the Peaceful Yoga Pants Parade. Jamie, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Jamie, your protest has been covered by news outlets around the world every day this week. The Yoga Pants Parade hashtag has absolutely gone off on Twitter. Is this about more than yoga pants?
Oh my gosh, it's always been more about yoga pants. It was initially a quick, you know, spontaneous call to action in response to this letter. But to me, it was never about yoga pants. I wear them, but I'm not passionate about my yoga pants. I am passionate about my freedom to wear whatever the hell I want.
Okay, that brings us back to what kicked this all off. The man who wrote this letter, Alan Sorrentino, he said he didn't have a problem with kids and young girls wearing yoga pants, but said the exercise ensemble is, quote, disturbing and bizarre when stretched over the thighs of mature adult ladies. Now, that didn't go down so well. Tell us about the immediate reaction to that.
Oh, my gosh. So I received it's exactly a week ago that I got the paper delivered to my home, and I read this letter to the editor, and I immediately took a photo of it and put it on my Facebook page, and my friends far and wide, including my good friend in Melbourne, an American expat living there, all responded immediately saying, we need to do something. That's ridiculous. This is horrible. Oh my gosh, we should send him pictures of our yoga pants. We should mail him yoga pants. And I'm from New Orleans, so a parade just was a natural leap for me. So I got the letter at, I posted the post at 4 p.m. and by 8 p.m. I posted the yoga pants parade event, and overnight it just blew up. I thought maybe 50 people, maybe 100, but the national national and worldwide attention that this has received clearly speaks to the need for us to stand up for our rights.
The Facebook page says that while yoga pants seems to be a silly thing to fight for, and it's true, you know, standing up our rights to wear yoga pants, it goes to, you know, what we started talking about. This is more than about yoga pants. This is about body image. This is about ageism. It's about gender.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Alan Sorrentino then, so he says it's about free speech. He put up a sign reading free speech on his house. He says he's had death threats. He's had voicemails, which he describes as vicious and intimidating. Has this got out of hand?
No, not at all. Alan was never, ever in danger. In fact, Saturday morning, I had word messages from his neighbors saying that he was taking it in stride and had planned to maybe even stand outside and hand out candy to the paraders. So one very small local media outlet got a hold of Alan and exploited him, unfortunately, and made him a victim for ratings. The vicious phone calls were all made from one number and since have been traced to some local hooligan teenagers who had nothing better to do.
Right.
I knew Alan was never in danger. The police knew Alan was never in danger. And every single person that was a part of that event was 100% peaceful, with love and peace in their heart, and just proud of their bodies and happy to stand up for them.
It's 18 past eight. Our guest is Jamie Burke, one of the organisers of the Peaceful Yoga Pants Parade in Rhode Island in the US on the weekend. I think it's worth pointing out that the man who wrote the letter, Alan Sorrentino, has since said he was just, it was all tongue in cheek. He said, "I assumed the character of this grumpy old man that was railing about women in yoga pants because he was too tight to just relax and accept himself in his age and his own ways. It was meant to sound stupid and creepy." Whatever he was trying to do, it's launched this discussion. You talked about it going global. And recently, well, following this, Australian journalist Julia Baird, she wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times called Don't Dress Your Age, where she said that as we ascend the ladder of wisdom and maturity, we are cautioned to adopt restraint, to be classic, sophisticated, to eschew skin in favour of prim, and with every passing year to occupy less space and be more demure and dull. Do you think that's why this struck a chord, that women are feeling hemmed in, women are feeling we can't sort of be ourselves as we age because there is this expectation? It's just another stereotype.
It's been going on for ages, and I just feel like in 2016, this isn't something we should be talking about. We should be way beyond this now. In the United States, women couldn't wear pants on the U.S. Senate floor until 1993. So we're so, I don't know, it's scary that we're still talking about what women should be wearing.
But more than that, Jamie, it's scary that women, I think, are feeling the pressure, even perhaps internal pressure, without people having to say extreme comments like Alan Sorrentino did. As Julia said, you know, we feel we need to eschew skin in favour of prim, to occupy less space, be more demure and dull.
It's very, very sad that women feel this way. And it's, you know, it's clearly struck a chord with women everywhere. I've been reached by women all across the globe thanking me for this, telling me their own stories of groping and catcalling and sexism and body shaming. And it's just unbelievable how much this touched everybody. And that's why it's received so much response.
And of course,
we've all experienced.
And sensitivities around these kind of issues are sort of high in your country at the moment, given the fallout from the Donald Trump video. But just finally, you know that video I played at the start, the active wear. That also struck a chord because there is a phenomenon, of course, where we do become creatures of fashion, and suddenly there's not just activewear, there's not just a leotard, a pair of lycra pants you wear to your Pilates class. It has to be the right brand, and they change patterns and they get all these kind of paraphernalia around them. So suddenly we get caught up in that whole marketing thing too. So, you know, we need to be perhaps more alert to all of that.
Right. I mean, I personally am not caught up in all of that at all, so I can't really speak to that. But I can speak to, you know, the body shaming issue. And I was listening to your report earlier about domestic violence, and I would love to let you know that we filled a bus full of personal care items for a local women's domestic abuse shelter, and it was delivered today, and they told me that they will not need personal care items or toiletries for 2 years. We also raised $800 in cash, and the donations are continuing to pour in. So this did great with giving everyone a sense of pride in their bodies, but it did great on a local level too, and it had a great impact right here in our state.
Jamie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Jamie Burke, one of the organisers of the Peaceful Yoga Pants Parade in Rhode Island in the US. And if you somehow didn't get to see that activewear video when it came out a year or so ago, check it out. It is really still very funny. It's 8:22 on Breakfast.